This talk will cover the development of the Open Group Architecture Framework TOGAF and the Archimate Enterprise Architecture Modeling Language. We will also briefly discuss their relationship. The detailed presentations of the use of Archimate language can be found in Moodle, unfortunately only in Finnish though. But there are also two textbooks mentioned from which you can obtain the same information in case you need it and don't understand the Finnish language. So the Archimate language is a standard for modeling enterprise architecture. It is a technical standard by the Open Group organization, and it is based on the concepts of IEEE 42.0.10 standard for systems and software engineering. Archimate extends these concepts or the vocabulary so that it is suitable for modeling enterprise architectures. As a modeling language, Archimate's level of abstraction is high. This means that it does not go into the details of objects it models. As you might remember, I previously mentioned that the enterprise architecture descriptions or models should be broad rather than deep, and this is what Archimate aims at. In addition to working on a high abstraction level, Archimate also aims to implement so-called Pareto principle. The Pareto principle states that for many outcomes, roughly 80% of consequences come from 20% of the causes, or so-called the vital few. Therefore, the Pareto principle is also called as 80-20 principle. In practice, this could mean, for example, that in fundraisers, 80% of the donations come from the 20% of the donors, the large donors, and the remaining 20% of the donations come from the rest 80% of donors who contribute all small donations. Or it could also be interpreted so that in order to get the grasp of 80% of meaningful things taught in this course, you actually need to learn just 20% of the materials. Is this true? I do not comment. In case of modeling organizations' enterprise architecture, the Pareto principle, according to the language's developers, means that by modeling 20% of organization or the different components of an organization as a whole, we will get 80% coverage of what is actually relevant and usable content. In the Archimate language version 3.1, there are 13 different elements for modeling the business architecture. These are, for example, business services and business processes, business roles, business interfaces, and business information, etc. For the strategy viewpoint, it contains elements used for strategic planning, such as capabilities, resources, value chain modeling elements, which was now added to the latest version of the Archimate. Then there are 10 elements for the motivation viewpoint, such as stakeholder, driver, goal, outcome, assessment, and requirement, which allow designer or analyst to model the motivation aspect without focusing on certain elements within this aspect. For example, this viewpoint can be used to present a complete or partial overview of the motivation aspect by relating stakeholders, their primary goals, the principles that are applied, and the main requirements on services, processes, applications, and objects. The application architecture is covered with 9 different modeling elements. Application components, which are most often used to model software applications or information systems, application services, and elements to model interaction between applications. A whopping 13 elements for the technology architecture are covered in Archimate 3.1. This view covers technology devices and data networks and other gadgets that operate below the application architecture. Physical elements such as facilities, physical devices other than IT devices, materials, and distribution networks are modeled with 4 elements. In the physical view, these were added to Archimate version 3. Implementation and migration of the architecture has 5 modeling elements, which are used to design development projects and their stages So in practice, these elements are used to design and model the transition between current and target stages, and therefore lean towards simple project management functionality. Some of the enterprise architecture modeling tools are tightly integrated with an external project management software or may contain full project management capabilities themselves. And finally, there are 12 different relationship types to be used to create interconnections between the modeling elements. Both TOCAF and Archimate are standards managed by the Open Group. The first version of TOCAF was launched in 1995 in cooperation with the Department of Defense of United States. Therefore, TOCAF was based on the Technical Architecture Framework for Information Management, TAFIM for short, which was a 1919 reference model for enterprise architecture developed and used by the Department of Defense. Therefore, I could have mentioned TAFIM also in the talks covering the history of EA, but I didn't for some reason. The TAFIM concepts were further developed in the first version of TOCAF. In 2001, TOCAF was already in its version 7, which was the first version that was more widely noticed and reached wider audiences. TOCAF 8, the Enterprise Edition, was published in 2002. In addition to technical architecture, this version started to cover more extensively other viewpoints as well, and increased TOCAF's capability to model organizational and business-related viewpoints and concerns. Around the same time, the development of Archimate modeling language started in Europe. Originally, the main developer was Netherlands Tax and Customs Administration, supported by several private companies. The development work was given resources of 35 man-years and 4 million euros. In 2008, the Open Group started to manage the Archimate development and the language itself, and it became an Open Group standard. The version 1 of the Archimate standard was released in 2009. TOCAF version 9 was published in the same year. TOCAF version 9.1 was released in 2012. This version was titled as Framework for Managing the Entire Spectrum of Change Required to Transform an Enterprise. That's a mouthful, as they say. So in 17 years, we have progressed from the Technical Architecture Framework for Information Management to Framework for Managing the Entire Spectrum of Change Required to Transform an Enterprise. Nice. Archimate version 2, which was the first large version update to Archimate, was also released in 2012. And smaller update to the version 2.1 was released in 2013. In 2016, Archimate version 3 saw the daylight. It added a number of modeling elements to the language. The new strategy viewpoint contained, for example, the elements of capability, resource, and outcome. These allow one to combine and align other elements of enterprise architecture and examine and design how they are used to support the implementation of organization strategy. Archimate 3 also added the viewpoint of physical world, of materials and equipment. And it also brought several improvements to the language consistency and structure and aligned Archimate's definitions of concepts with other standards. TOCAF's version 9.2, which is still the current version at the time of this talk, was released in 2018, and Archimate version 3.1 was released in 2019. You can find a lecture about TOCAF in Moodle, and there is also a lot of additional materials on Archimate. If you are interested in modeling and especially in Archimate modeling, I would recommend joining the LinkedIn's group called Archimate. For example, Mark Langhorst, who is one of the main original developers of the Archimate language, is an active contributor and commenter in that group. For the Finnish audiences, I also want to recommend Eero Hosiaisluoma's blog and his Archimate käsikirja, available on his site. You can find links to these resources in Moodle. Eero will be also giving a talk in this course, where he is presenting his Lean EA methodology. That will be quite interesting stuff.